Hey, what's happening? Today is the 24th. What is today? Saturday? I don't even know. What's the date? Yeah, it must be Saturday, right? That's just my life. It's hectic, it's nonstop, it's in the moment. And what appears to be the statement that was just made here by a close friend, Tom, your life just looks like a constant vacation. Well, in a way, that's true. I have crafted my life based upon what my intention and desires were years ago of being the architect of my ideal life. Phil Henderson, hey, Tom, what's up, man? I imagine you are in the future compared to my Eastern time zone living right now. So that's the key, that's the secret. If you could create the life to be the life of your dreams, what would that look like? I posed that question to myself years ago. And recognize, well, A, there was a brief barrier of, well, geez, that sounds good. Yeah, I'd love the life of my dreams, but I don't have the resources to fund that, to finance that. So then I was like, okay, what are some things that I can do that would be able to provide me with that dream lifestyle? 7 p.m. Awesome, man. Five hours ahead right now, so that's great. Just getting rolling. 2 p.m. here in the afternoon, Eastern time. Had an amazing evening last night with Wanda. We were at the Elton John concert, and if you've followed me, you might know that it was spontaneous, as most of the fun things that we do are. Like I was reflecting and looking at some of the fun adventures we've had, and many of the times it's like, oh wow, that's going on. Like let's see if it's possible for us to go do that. And just instead of like, oh man, I wish we'd known about it earlier. Let's, we can't go. There's not enough time. It's like, hey, well, let's see if we can, and maybe we can. And if not, no big deal. But if so, that'd be fun. And it's all about memorable moments. It's all about like maximizing this brief journey and brief experience we have. So one example from a concert a few months ago. Actually, it's been a year and a couple months by now, but it seems only a few months ago. Was similarly to Elton John. Like, so Elton John literally happened yesterday. I didn't know about it. Like, I'd heard about it, but I forgot about it until 2 days ago. And when it was brought to my attention, like, dang, that's not too far. And I've never seen Elton John, and this is his last tour. He's 71 years old. I'm probably not going to be able to see him again. Let's just explore it and see if it's possible. And I looked, I'm like, dang, this son of a gun charges a lot. And I don't want to pay $500 a ticket to sit in the balcony, right? So I found a creative way to sit near the stage, and basically 2 for 1. Like the people sitting around us paid at least double of what Wanda and I paid, and that's regardless if you have the resources, do something. I recommend you always search for a good deal, and I wasn't about to spend $500 a ticket at all. So anyhow, found a good deal, went. But that reminds me of a few months ago, which now is over a year, when Guns N' Roses was coming to Miami. And I told Wanda, and Wanda's like, "But you've already seen Guns N' Roses." I'm like, "Yeah, I saw them in 1991. This is the first time they've toured again together with the original band, with Slash and Duff and everybody and Axl." So, yes, I saw them in 91, and that was the last time they all toured together. I was like, let's see. And once again, we're like, man, these tickets are pretty costly. I said, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go to Miami. We'll go to the stadium, right around the time the concert starts, and see if we can find some scalpers and see what tickets are. And the scalpers were asking quite a bit. And I was like, man, I'm not going to, once again, similar, not going to pay $400 or $500 a ticket to go see them. But I did promise Wanda this. I said, if we can't get into Guns N' Roses, we'll be in Miami. We'll go to a nice place and eat and have some fun in Miami if we can't get in. If we do get in, great. We'll have fun. If we don't, whatever. So these people were, there weren't, A, there weren't that many scalpers. The ones that we did see were charging ridiculous amounts of money, and they wouldn't negotiate down. So then I finally saw one dude way in distance. I'm like, hey, you got any tickets? He's like, I got two. I'm like, all right. So we meet up, and he's like, look, these are floor. Like these are. We go in the backstage entrance. I'm like, dang. I'm like, what type of price are you looking for? And he hit me with some high price. I'm like, look, the concert already started. Like, whoever opened for them already is done. Like, it's starting like right now, and you're probably either gonna go home with those tickets or whatever. I was like, I got this, and this was less than half of what he was asking. It was actually, way better than 2 for 1. Like, it was about half of what he was asking for each individual ticket. And he, you know, I said, look around. There's no one else here. Everyone's already in. You know, either take this or leave it. He took it. We got in, and we were literally, as we were going in the backstage, they stopped us, and there goes Slash on a golf cart right in front of us. We're like, oh crap! Hey Slash, what's up? And then as we walk in, they start playing, and we're there in front of the stage and everything. And that worked out. Another time we did it, and it didn't work out. We were in New York City, and we went to a scalper, and we got burned. The tickets were fake. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, we didn't use scalp tickets, and it was fantastic. It's circling all back. How would your life look if it was pretty much a full-time vacation? What would you be doing? Oh, here comes Wanda. Let's see what Wanda's up to. Hold on 1 second. Hey, what's happening? Well, I am on a live stream right now, and now you are on the live stream. Say hi. Woo! So, I'm actually saying how life, like a vacation, but everything has opportunity cost. And here you are out on the boat having fun. I'm here producing some value and creating some progress and work. How's it going? Cool. You look nice. Man, I wish I was there. So, okay, so let me show them real quick. So this is Wanda on a boat with our friends, and I'm in the office working, and she's out on the boat in the water, and I wish I was there, but I'm here working, getting some things done. Wow, that's awesome. That looks great. Cool. Are there a lot of boats out today? Oh, you're tied up? Cool. Phil says hi. What's that? Oh. Okay, so she's out on the boat with some friends, and it looks very fun. And that's circling back to, yes, it appears life is like a vacation. Yes, I had the opportunity to go on the boat a little bit earlier, and I told Wanda, honey, I'd love to go on the boat. I have some stuff needing to get done at the office. So everything has that opportunity cost. We play a lot, and we have a lot of fun, and we create a lot of memorable moments. But when it's time for me to do what's mine to do, I have to discern and make the proper choices to turn away on some fun possibilities and opportunities to go do what's mine to do. Right, and that's literally what we all deal with. We always are dealing with opportunity cost. Now, people see, and especially on Facebook, everybody always sees all the great stuff. Phil Henderson says, off to an impromptu cinema showing tonight. Got to love freedom. Absolutely, and that's it. Like, living the life on your terms. And there's sometimes when there's that possibility. Like, last night, we were free. But had I had some other obligations and things that I was responsible for, I would have still followed through with responsibility, weighing the discernment of what opportunity cost is now the choice with the new information. So people always want the results, but they don't want to do the work. And whether that's weight loss, whether that's relationships, or whether that's finances, people see the results and want the results. But then when they see the work necessary behind what it takes to get prepared and what it takes to have those results, that's when they're like, "Ooh, wait a minute, I didn't know it took all that." So what's not seen is all the work behind the scenes. What's not seen is all the preparation, all of, you know, for instance, the concert last night. You know, we saw Elton come out and just play the piano and sing for 2.5 hours. What we didn't see is the stage set up. What we didn't see is bringing in all this equipment. What we didn't see is all the preparation to make that magical evening occur. Similarly, what you don't see is the behind the scenes work of myself and team to get all the things done needed to produce the life of my dreams. And the great part is my dream is different than your dream. And I'm bringing this up for numerous reasons, but I just wanted to share some inspiration with you and plant some seeds. So there is something that's going on. And basically, let me see if I can find something here. All right, recents. Yes, there we are. Okay, so everybody is looking for the quick solution. And the bottom line is most everything takes a little bit of work. But one of the things that has transformed my life to give me the funds, to give me the capability to live a life that far surpassed what I thought I would be capable of living when I grew up as a child, was through the internet and through the opportunity to earn commissions as an affiliate. Like, I was number one in five separate sales organizations in the corporate world, and commissions are when you sell something. I sold copiers, I sold advertisement, etc. When you sell stuff, you get a certain percentage as your commission. That's what you get to keep. Similarly, with the internet, you now have the opportunity to be an affiliate for somebody that has a product or service that you know, like, and trust and use, and know that it can help others. By you sharing that, you kind of, in helping advertise that and get it into the proper hands, earn a commission, and it's called affiliate marketing. And one of my great friends is a fantastic trainer on how to boost your affiliate commissions. How to, if you don't know how or haven't generated affiliate commissions yet, what that takes and how to do it properly instead of wasting a lot of time, effort and energy, how to do it properly to streamline that, not knowing to knowing and reaping the rewards and getting the results. Or if you're someone who already knows how to do that but would like to amp up and ramp up your commissions, they're also great at that. So basically, they are people that I highly recommend. They are amazing friends, amazing at doing what they do, which is helping people get more cash. So if you're looking for more cash for Christmas, etc., go to that URL, mustget.us/more cash, to learn affiliate marketing. And you're going to be learning from my good friends who, let me see if I can pull this in here. Boom, there they are, Omar and Melinda. And obviously that picture is, comical. But it shows how they were squatters. They were homeless, and they went to implement and gain enough commissions to produce over $3 million, which transformed their lives and, in the process, transformed lives of their students. And you can go learn from them. They have a sale going on. Right now, I actually saw on Thanksgiving evening their promotion, and it is absolutely insane. What I thought should have been a couple thousand dollars is just a ridiculously low investment for massive value. So Christmas is around the corner. The new year is around the corner. If you're looking to learn affiliate marketing, if you're looking to boost up your affiliate marketing results and commissions, go to mustget.us/more cash. And that can hopefully give you that trajectory to go create the results that can produce the income to sustain the life of your dreams. And that's the goal, right? Life is short. This journey goes fast. My goal for you would be to be able to do what you want, when you want, with whom you want, where you want, and cash through commissions, and learning how to gain commissions through the internet is one way to dramatically, quickly boost what your current situation is to what your dream situation is. So go get this, mustget.us/more cash. And with that, I'm actually going to see if I can pull up a quick video of last night. Let me see if I can do this. How do I do this? Here we go. So I'm going to go here. And this was, nope, not that one. I need to go here. And I'm going to drag this in. This was Elton John from last night. Basically, he just said how a few years ago he was addicted to most everything. And he just decided to get clean. And he goes on to say he's stayed clean.
And I'm happy that he's clean. And one of the wisest things that I ever did, I felt that I needed to put my life back into balance and have some decency.
So imagine that. You know, Elton John, touring since 1969. Now he's 71 years old, but this was a couple decades ago. He looked around and wasn't happy. He realized, you know, I should be happy. I have everything, right? Monetarily, everything he could possibly ever wish for. But he was addicted. He didn't get into all the things he was addicted to, but he said, I was addicted to pretty much everything. Then I decided enough is enough. I'm stopping. And he has stayed drug-free, addiction-free for those years, but then just wanted to get his act in order. And this is what he's talking about.
I was especially guilty that I hadn't done enough in the 1980s to address the AIDS epidemic. And so I wanted to put that right. So from my kitchen table at Atlanta, I set up the Elton John AIDS Foundation.
The Elton John AIDS Foundation has gone on to produce multiple millions of dollars to help with that. And I've had some friends go and participate with some of his fundraising activities in California around the Oscars, etc. And he's made a huge impact with that particular passion for him.
And never in my wildest dreams can I have imagined how far it would grow or how far we would come in the treatment of HIV and AIDS. I truly believe that in my lifetime, we can end this epidemic. But we have a long way to go, and we have a lot of work to do. And along this journey, I've learned one thing. As I get older, I know the extraordinary power of love and compassion.
So this was pretty cool, him sharing just some thoughts that I resonate with, like love and compassion and being kind to one another and things like that are game changers. And, you know, here he is, 71 years old, lived an amazingly crazy life of the performer that he is, and recognizing that and sharing it with this crowd and I'm sure all the crowds on his final tour, his farewell tour.
And there doesn't seem to be much love and compassion going on at the moment, not just here, but everywhere I go. And we need to be kinder to each other. We need to treat each other with more respect, no matter what we believe in.
Be kinder, treat each other with more respect. I agree. And he goes into a song that goes more into that, but that's just, you know, pretty cool. Like, here he is on his last hurrah and wanted to share some things. I'm sure in many of his concerts, he probably didn't share many of those type of insights, but it's kind of cool to see that. And I was inspired, by the way, of him being 71 years old, doing what he loves, and performing for 2.5 hours straight, giving it his all. It was fantastic. It was super fun to witness. It created a memorable moment for Wanda and I. And that came from learning how to grow our commissions as an affiliate. And this is what my friends Omar and Melinda will do for you when you go to mustget.us/morecash. So type that into your browser, go check it out. At the very least, you're going to see their story, which is quite inspiring, to going from homeless to totally transforming their own personal lives, and that came through transforming others' lives. They are very good at what they do in training people how to understand and implement their strategies to earn more commissions and get more cash. So go to mustget.us/morecash and prepare to create the life of your dreams, right? Set that intention and start dreaming. You know, what would be if I could do what I want, when I want, with whom I want, where I want, what would I be doing? Now, granted, I'd rather be out on the boat with Wanda right now. However, I have a few things to take care of here at the office, and then we're going to go do some fun things later. So that's my dream for you, and I look forward to chatting with you soon. Until next time, make today great.